We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. I'm chatting here today with Manhattan Christian College President Kevin Ingram and Athletic Director Jordan Ostrom. And we're going to shift gears just a little bit, talk about some activities coming up here in the month of February, including Women's World.
Right? Right. It's interesting you say we shift gears a little bit. I'd say we're going from men's basketball and athletics to a women's event is a little more than a shift of gears a little bit. But I think everybody in town who has heard us through the years coming on K-Man as well and all our advertising knows that we have an annual event that's been going on for 43 years. It's been a successful event, obviously, or it still wouldn't be in existence. And it is the largest event we've had in the last few years, and I think will continue to be. And it's that Women's World event, February 28th and 29th. It is held here in Manhattan at the K-State Student Union. And love to just point out that we love the facilities they have and the partnership we have with the union and how that works out, and are just thrilled to be able to do that with them. The theme this year is Adventure Awaits. And the speaker is, I think, a great speaker. When I look at the photo of her, she looks so young. I just can't imagine, you know, that she looks. Of course, I'm getting older, so it's her, it's me, not her. But Ashley McNary lives in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, where her and her husband launched and planted a church there. And she's written several Bible studies and is the founder of a Redefine Her is the name of an online community where women study and seek. Just seek God together. And so we're excited about her coming in. And the timing of this is really important because at the end of January, our registration fee of $85 goes up to $90. And so this is a deadline coming up that any lady in the community that would want more information, we'd love to have them look into it and to register before the end of the month. So this gives them a couple of week notice on that. So we would love to have them. And as a part of that event, they have seminars and the keynote speaker and buffet meals and worship time and other surprises, and it's just an exciting time. And this year, I think some of the seminars are unique, and we talked about transitioning from basketball to Women's World. Interesting just array of workshops that are going to be held. One of them is going to be archaeology in Shiloh, Israel, and one of our local one of my friends, Andrew Kaznica, has done some archaeological digs over in Israel, and he's going to be sharing a workshop on what he was able to do. There's going to be another one on how do you handle hard times, and one on good news, not fake news, and talking about negative self-talk that we say in our own head. And one of our vice presidents, Rick Wright, is going to be sharing on that one. There's going to be another one on how to handle conflict in your family and your marriage and your workplace, and just a whole variety on time management and lightening the load and how do we free up our schedules to do more. Another one's given by one of our recent grads on social media. How do you have real purpose in a fake world? And how do you handle social media and the influence you can have or negatively and positively, and how to use that to make a difference in the world. Another one's unique as well. One of our two recent grads, their mom is an ER doc at an emergency room in Kansas City, and she's going to be coming in sharing on, here's a one-hour course that'll help give you some tools to how do you work with the 911 system, communicate effectively, assess an emergency scene, how do you control bleeding, how do you assess a cardiac arrest, a stroke. I mean, Jordan and I were just talking about it a little bit. We just recently got some of the defibrillator devices to have in our activity center and also to travel with our sports teams in case there is a cardiac event, how to train our coaches to be ready for any of that. And this is going to be an hour workshop on helping some of the ladies in the room figure that out. And then the one that's going to close up that I really like the title of, Your Little People Portfolio. So how do you be a parent and a grandparent and a great-grandparent and work with children? And I think we'll also cover something that's important in our world that I do think that it takes all of us to help raise the kids in our world. And so Women's World is a great event. We encourage the ladies to check it out. They can go on our website, mccks.edu, and check out that. They can register online, get more information, and dig a little deeper into what's offered. We would love to have them come. And let me also throw a commercial in. We'd encourage everybody out there to come attend some of our basketball games. This Friday night, we're playing
Randall University, number one ranked team in the country.
Number one ranked team in the country. And so it'll be a fast-paced game, and encourage people to come out. It's free. The schedule for basketball is on our website, mccks.edu. And so we would love to have people at all of our events, sporting-wise or even some of the ones like our Women's World event. And then another annual thing real quick. I don't know how much time I have. You can tell me.
You're fine. You're good.
Okay, I'm good. So I want to make sure I don't go over time here. that we've offered the last several years is our free Bible class, and that's coming up again here in March and April. And this year we're switching it to Mondays. It's been on Wednesday. This year it's going to be on Monday, from Monday, March 30th through Monday, April 27th, from 6 to 8:30. Dr. Dave Henry, one of our professors of Bible on campus that the students really, really love, is going to be sharing on the book of Hebrews, and it kind of bridges the gap between the Old and the New Testaments and just gives some great teaching. And so we encourage people to come. Again, it's free. We have anywhere from 50 to 60 who attend that class, and it does fill up, and we've had years where we've had to cap it. So if anybody's interested in attending that, make sure that they reach out to the college. They can call and get more information. I know we're doing a mailing about it here soon if we have not already, but also get that information on our website, mccks.edu, and take a part of that. And they get to experience not only the teaching, but we do part of that as well just to let people know a little bit more about Manhattan Christian College. And Jordan and I were talking on the drive over here. It seems like we drove for an hour all that we talked about, but because we did cover a lot of information. But we have a lot of great professors on campus. Dave Henry was a church planner in Salina. I was on the committee that hired him to do that like 23 years ago, and then we were able to hire him here at the school. That way people get to know Dave Henry, and we just have some great professors in all of our different majors, and many of the professors are doing some of the workshops at Woman's World. We would love to have people come and take a part of that and take advantage of what we offer. And it's a part of the way that we give back to the community through this free Bible class. MCC and K-State, we both, and the Technical College, live in a community that has a great relationship, that great town and gown relationship, and how they support us all. And so we're thrilled to be in the community, and we all look for ways to give back. This is one of the ways in our unique niche that we can give back. So we would love to have people come, take the class, be on our campus, get to know more about us, and just see what all MCC is all about.
All right, very good. You have Timothy Days, I see, coming up here real quick.
Timothy Days is February 7th and 8th, I think. You're looking at the website there. Did I get the dates right? And that's one of our big recruiting weekends. We have two every year and a half for 5 or 6 years. This year we moved one to the fall. This year's going to be one in the winter as well. And I think we already have 30 to 35 students signed up. But if people know of a great young person who'd be a great fit for MCC, they can nominate them. We'd love to invite them and let them know a little bit more about Manhattan Christian College.
Okay, sounds good. Well, Kevin, appreciate the time here, and it's nice meeting you, Jordan.
Absolutely, thank you.
Thanks for everything.
You bet. mccks.edu is the website, Manhattan Christian College. Stay tuned. We'll have Clark Howard up next, coming up tomorrow on In Focus. We'll be talking with the Daniel Keating Foundation's Keats and Eats program coming up in February, and we'll also speak with Tina Rockhold from the Mercy Community Health Foundation, previewing their Crystal Gala February 29th.
As you mentioned, Brandon, we've got Clark Howard coming up next. The Rush Limbaugh Show from 11 to 2. I believe Mark Stein is back in today. Then Dan Patrick of the Game, recapping K-State basketball from last night and a preview of K-State women who play Oklahoma State tonight at Bramlage.